question here is from Brother Muhammad from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He said, if someone is occupied in doing something, can he make dua in his mind?
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. La siyama al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran. Thumma amma ba'd. I praise Allah alone and I send the best peace and salutation on his Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was narrated in a hadith that judged as fair by Sheikh al-Albani, may Allah be pleased with him, and it is collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not answer the dua which is offered from a qalb or a heart that is ghafilin lahin, means negligent and not paying attention. So if somebody is making an invocation or pretending that he's making an invocation while he is not attentive, while he's not paying attention, this is not a dua. A dua is one of the forms of dhikr. It is the best format of dhikr. As we explained before, that a dua wal ibadah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged the believers repeatedly to invoke him. And he said that if you do not invoke me, he will be angry with us. If we do not invoke him, he will be angry with those who do not invoke him. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدُخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. So, if somebody is making dhikr, the person may perform or offer dhikr simply only by the heart. This is one of the forms of contemplation or التفكر. That's praiseworthy. There is a dhikr only by the tongue or bilisan, and this is the least degree where somebody is making zikr or making, like those who are making khitam al-salah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allah akbar, or making dua while they're not attentive. That's zikr or dua, but it is not on the level which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very happy with. And there is the best of the best, which is to combine both the tongue and the heart, so the person will be making the zikr or the dua by his tongue, invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and uttering the words, and he is focusing on that by the heart as well, is bil qalbi wa bil lisan, and that is the best. But by the heart itself is also superior to by the tongue itself. The questioner said, is it possible or is it permissible if one is occupied to make dua only by the heart? Well, I would like to say here, if one is occupied, then the heart is occupied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah did not instill in anybody's chest two hearts. It's only one heart. One mind can think of one thing at a time. You can listen to one thing at a time. You can say one thing at a time. So that's why if you're making dua and you're communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one should be very, very attentive. Wallahu a'lam.
Jazakallah khair, Shaykh. Our second question was from Sister Amatullah from Egypt. And her, she was made a long comment, but her, the gist of her question is that if someone denies one of the aspects, the three aspects of Tawheed, what is the Islamic ruling on him?
The three categories of the unity, the unity of worship, the unity of lordship, the unity of the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This classification was not done by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, the scholars have made it in order to explain and clarify the difference between monotheism and polytheism. Because we have, by the way, Christians. All Christians say, we believe in the unity of lordship. We believe in one God. Is this true? And I have been asked this question by Christians whom I was lecturing. Aren't we monotheistic people? No, you're not. Why? Because then we have to resort to this category which is known as the unity of the beautiful names and attributes of God. Whom? No one is characterized by any of the traits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe you have the name, but not the quality. Allah is the all-hearer. Yeah, we hear, but there is no comparison between our hearing and Allah's. When we say Allah the Almighty have created Adam on his own image, what does it mean? Does it mean that Adam looks like Allah? That forbid? No. تعالى الله عما يقولون علوا كبيرا. Allah is high above all what they claim and attribute to him. He is the most high. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ And no one is ever equivalent nor comparable to him. So this classification or the three categories are complementary to each other and are inseparable from each other. So when we say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ It is proving the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first part, the unity of lordship, that Allah is a creator, Allah is a sustainer, Allah is a provider, Allah is a curer, Allah is a protector. When the pagans have believed in that, but they did not fulfill the most important part, which is the unity of worship. Well, if this is the case, so why do you worship other than Him? They said, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى We only worship in them in order to draw us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this is one part. When they disbelieved in that, they were considered pagans and disbelievers, and the Prophet fought against them. And whoever died in this case, in this condition, dies as a disbeliever. If somebody says, I believe in the unity of Lordship, He is my creator, and I believe that I should worship Him alone, but who is He? Well, He is one in three. Or there is one who competes with Him in His faith. So in this case, we say, Well, the three categories are inseparable from each other. If you don't believe in any of them, if you don't believe in the unity of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if anybody claims that any of the creatures may or could or have happened to have any of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is a disbeliever.
Subhanallah.
Right away. That's why you cannot find in Islam Muslims portraying or painting God. That's only in Christianity and in other faiths and religions. Why? Because they're confused in this issue. You have never visualized Allah. No one has ever seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even prophets. How could you draw something that you have not seen or visualized? So in Islam, we must believe in the unity of lordship, in the unity of worship. Sincere in our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any intermediaries, even if the intermediary was a prophet. Not just a righteous man or a saint. Then, unifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through believing in His beautiful names and attributes, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ